We are now have now reached lesson number 24, and we will begin the seventh perek, perek Shvi, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis, perek 7, Mishnah 1 and 2. In the last Mishnayos of the previous perek, we learned that a get can only be written by the husband himself or at his command, at his direct instructions. And a get written, not in response to the instructions of the husband, is null and void. Hamishnah teaches us that if at the time the husband offered his instructions, he was not in a lucid mental state, then the get is null and void. And even later, when he comes healed from his whatever, panic state, anxiety state, depression, temporary insanity, he decides, well, the get's written, I want to divorce her with this get. He can't do so, because instructions given under a state of insanity or severe mental illness of some sort is not a proper get. So the Mishnah says, Mi she'achazo kudyokos. We would pronounce this word in yeshiva kurdaikos. But I see in the various editions of the Mishnayos, which have nekudos, that the correct pronunciation is kurdyokos. I assume it's a Greek term. In any case, it is an illness which makes a person very confused. It's an illness which causes some type of temporary insanity. The Rambam says that it is some type of seizure disorder. He doesn't use those words, but what he describes is something similar to what we would call today a seizure disorder. In any case, if a person is in this state of kudyokos, and he says, kisvu getli ishti, and even if he says, kisvu tenu, so he gave very specific instructions, lo amaklum, what he says in that state is meaningless. And even later when he recovers from that state, we can't write a get based on those instructions because those instructions were given by an insane person. And an insane person cannot order a get to be written. If he said, kisvu get li ishti, meaning he was perfectly healthy, and he said, kisvu get li ishti, or he said he's healthy and he said specifically, kisfu utenu getli ishti. So he gave perfect instructions on Monday. And then on Tuesday, lo and behold, he becomes temporarily mad, temporarily insane. V'achazo kudyokus. V'choza v'yoma. And then later he says, al tichtivu, don't write, meaning, in his state of insanity, he changes his mind and says, forget it, cancel it, don't write it. Ein devorov ho'acharonim klum. His last set of instructions, which were said when he was in the state of kudyokos, are null and void. And his first instructions, to give the get, proper instructions, which he did in the proper frame of mind, they carry the day. And therefore, after he becomes totally healed, we write the get based on this first set of instructions, and we don't have to ask him again. Now the Mishnah gives a different halacha. Nishtatek. If a person became mute, had some type of a stroke, whatever, he became suddenly mute. V'yomru lo, when we said to him, we ask him, Nichtov get le'ishticho? Should we write a get for your wife? Two people ask him, do you want us to write a get for your wife? Maybe this sudden muteness is indicative of the fact that you're becoming very ill and you're going to die. Do you want us to write a get for your wife? V'hirkin b'rosho, he shakes his head indicating yes. We ask him three questions to establish that he is indeed sane, mute, but sane. For example, if it's the winter time, we ask him, oh, did you see the new oranges on the tree? If it's in the summertime, we ask them, do you think it's going to snow today? Im Omar, I love, love. If, on a question which he should answer no, it's August 12th, and in Eretz Yisrael, and we ask him, you think it's going to snow today? And he says, no. V'yal hein hein. And he says, or not says, but he indicates with his nodding of his head, yes, for a question to which the answer is appropriately yes. So after we try this three times, we see that indeed, the nodding of the head is the nodding of the head of a man who is lucid but mute. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. Then we can follow his instructions, write the get, and give the get. He has the halacha of a chola. And if a chola, as we learned earlier, just says kisfu, write the get, it's as if he said, write it and give it. Mishnah Beis continues with a halacha which we learned a day or two ago. As we yesterday, toward the end of the sixth perek. And there we learned that if a person says to two or to three, kisfu utenu get leishti, write and give the get, or just tenu get leishti. So we learned, following Rav Yossi, that they have to do it themselves. They can't authorize someone else to do it for them. Our Mishnah comes to teach you that suppose they did not write the get themselves, but they asked a sofer to write it and they signed it. Or they asked other witnesses to sign it. And then they gave back the written and signed document to the husband. And the husband says, oh, good job, boys. And he gave it to his wife. No, the get is null and void. Because since his initial instructions was to two or three, write the get, he meant you guys write it. And since they didn't write it themselves, but they hired the scribe to do it, they didn't sign it themselves, but they had someone else sign it. The get, the piece of paper, is worthless. And whatever the husband does with it is meaningless. Omrulo. If they said to him, Nichtov get li'ishticho, should we write a get for your wife? And he is a person who was in the condition that just saying write is sufficient, even though he didn't say give. But it's, let's say, two people who say to him, should we write a get for your wife? V'yomar lohem kisovu, and he says to these two or three, yes, write it, you write it. So he said to them to write it. The instructions are that they should write it, that they have to write it. And they can give it. Because we're speaking here of an ill person or a person going in a caravan or whatever, who for whom just saying kisvu is sufficient, as if he said to nu. But in this case, since he said to them, you guys write it for me, he meant only you guys write it for me. And therefore, if Amru la sofer v'chosaf, if they told the sofer, we don't know how to write a get, you write it for us. V'lo edim v'chosmu, and they called in two edim from the street and said, you guys sign it for us. Afal pishek kisavuhu v'chasamuhu, even though they wrote it properly halachically and they signed it properly, unisanuhu lo, and they gave it to the husband. The sofer, the edim, gave it to the husband. Now the husband has it. And he has his get v'chozar unisano lo, and he gives it to his wife. So he seems to be indicating, I don't care that those fellows, those two or three fellows that it all started with, whom I asked to write the get, that they didn't write it themselves, but they had a sofer and other edim do it. Obviously, he doesn't care about it, about that. He's not makpid, because he took this piece of paper, and knowing that they didn't write it, but gave it to a sofer and other edim, he gave it to his wife on that basis. Nevertheless, hare haget boto. The get is null and void, because he didn't, the person who wrote it, was not instructed to write it by the husband. The persons who signed it were not instructed to sign it by the husband. They were instructed by other people. That doesn't work. Ad sheyomar la sofer kisov velo edim chasomu. We require the husband to tell the sofer, I want you to write it for me. And similarly, to sign it, he must instruct the Edom, sign it for me. The instructions must come from the husband directly to the scribe, directly to the Edom. And so we have finished lesson number 24.